Hey, welcome back to another episode of This Expat Life. I recently got a question from someone in the Copilot, my program that helps you make your big life decisions that you've been avoiding. And I thought this might resonate with you as well, and my answer to it, hopefully. Because I know there are more of you who are going through the same thing as my client did, and I myself have been there quite a few times, so I'm pretty sure there is at least one person who's listening to this who is like, oh yeah, this is me. So I wanted to share my answer because I hope that this answer will inspire you and motivate you or lift you up or whatever you need. So my client joined the Copilot recently and she is ready for a next chapter. She felt very stuck in her location, professionally, personally as well. And she joined the Copilot and she had no idea what her next chapter would look like, nor how to get there. But inside the Copilot, after she started, there were moments of clarity, there was momentum, there was energy, there was motivation. But then I think it was just a couple weeks in, maybe 3 or 4 weeks in, and she got ill. And ill enough to not be okay for a couple of days, and that she really needed to take it easy for maybe a couple of weeks even. So she asked me, Amanda, like, I was in such a good place with this momentum and this energy, and I really want to reach my goals, identify my goals and reach them and start this next chapter. And I'm committed. But what can I do when I am physically not in the place or I don't have the energy to go after it with full conviction and full time and energy? So this is what I want to share with you as well, because you might be in a place where you have identified your goals, you made a decision, you really feel like a new chapter is starting. I don't know about you, but I always feel it brewing inside of me when a new chapter is starting, even when I cannot see at all how it's going to look, but I can already sense something new is starting. So maybe you have that initial energy and commitment and dedication to that new thing or that goal. But then something happens in your life. You get ill, there's things going on, like there's a lot of stress and deadlines at work, so that's not leaving you in the best place. Maybe it's winter in Europe and you're not feeling great. Maybe you just had a breakup, maybe something else. It can be a number of things that can just leave you a bit like empty. Your tank is empty and you don't have that full headspace, energy, time, effort to go after the thing that you want to start or that you want to figure out. And I have definitely been there myself when I was younger, before all the mindset and inner work that I've done, I wasn't feeling great every winter. I certainly had my very big lows when both of my parents died after some breakups. So I know this. Like, okay, I want to move ahead, but life just keeps me here or keeps me at a lower pace than I'd like. So what can you do? And this is the answer that I want to share with you today. The first thing that I think is really important is that you take it easy and that you're gentle with yourself. Now, thankfully, my client was already doing that. And she was saying it like, okay, I need to take it easy. I want to be gentle with myself. But from that place, what can I still do? But I think this is really key, because so many of us, we push ourselves to just continue to make it happen, to work harder. And while this may bring some success at times, or maybe a lot of success every time so far for you, ultimately, this is not the long-term way for you, because you're burning yourself out. Because you want to be resourceful with your energy and you want to sustain it in the long term, because you're going to make more decisions and start new chapters throughout your whole life. And so you want to do it in a way that honors where you are and that honors your energy so that you can use more of it in the long run. So the first step really is to just be gentle and be okay with that you can't, just acknowledge that you can't go ahead with it at full speed. That is step number one. That's the first thing I think that is important. Another thing that is really important here as well is that in this period that you have just accepted, okay, I'm not going to go ahead with full steam, you are going to stay away from the bigger, stickier, more complex decisions, actions, things to figure out. Why? when you make decisions, big life decisions, you want to do it from the right state of being. I want to say perfect state of being, but that, you know, that doesn't exist. But the right state of being, you want to be in good energy. You want to be confident. You want to feel relaxed. You want to feel present when you make these big life decisions. Because when you're stressed, tired, frustrated, anxious, you're not thinking from the right place. You're not being in the right state. And when you're not in the right state, you're also not going to make the right decisions for you, because your decisions might be driven by fear or another emotion, or, you know, a feeling of scarcity, for example, or pressure of time. So this is simply not the right state of mind if you want to make big life decisions that are good for you in the long term. So if you are in this more of like a low of life in your energy, please stay away from these big decisions. They always say it like, don't make decisions when you're sick, pregnant, and I think something else. And I totally agree with that. Now, I definitely had my moments there, you know, a couple of days maybe. My energy is a bit low because it's been raining nonstop and it's cold. And I don't know, I'm not going to dive into it, but we all have this, that where maybe a couple of days, a couple of weeks, perhaps you are just not feeling great. But then there's a voice in your head that is telling you, oh, but you need to make a decision. You need to start choosing a direction. You need to start working towards your goals. Or maybe it's just not an internal voice, but it's something from outside of you, because there's a deadline or people keep asking you about something, about your future. And so you feel this pressure of like, I need to do something with it. I can't just like postpone it. In this case, for myself, I always tell myself to sit on my hands. I recently told a friend that as well, who's in a burnout, and she was talking about big things. I was like, just sit on your hands for now, because you're not in the right state of being. So I recognize that for myself, when I'm in a bit of a relative low, that those days are not going to be my decision days. Like, full stop. So even though my rational brain or my anxiety, in a way, it's not big, but there it's there sometimes, wants me to take back control by making a decision or by taking action, I really tell myself, no, we're not going to go there, because I'm not in the right state of being. Therefore, I won't make the right decisions for me, or I won't take the action in the right energy. And it's not going to have the effect that I want. So in those days, I really tell myself, just sit on my hands. And if you find yourself in this phase as well, where you're sick, tired, stressed, accept for yourself that you are not going to make these decisions right now. And give yourself permission to put these big questions, big goals on pause, on hold. But the permission for yourself is really key here. Because if you don't give yourself the permission, you're going to keep fighting yourself internally with that inner voice that is going to prompt you again and again to think about it, or you feel the pressure to start doing something with it. I want you to give yourself full permission to put them on hold for now, until you feel better. So be gentle and put those things on hold with permission, and don't go after the bigger, stickier, more complex things when you are finding yourself in a not so fantastic period. But then, of course, you still want to do something. You still want to honor that momentum that you had felt, like in the case of my client, or the commitment that you made by joining the Copilot, for example. Or maybe you have found yourself more often in a low or a more difficult period, and you're like, well, I want to be gentle with myself. I'm okay with not making the big decisions, but I don't want to let this drive my life again, because it's just going to keep me where I am, and I don't want to be delayed anymore. And I totally get that. And I think it is a good thing about honoring that momentum that you felt, or that energy, without burning yourself out in it. And this is what I shared with my client. Rather than focusing on the concrete things that you need to figure out, or the concrete action, bigger action that you need to take for your goals, or the bigger decisions that you need to make, I want you to stay away from those, but I want you to shift your energy towards, who are you becoming in your next chapter? So this is not about the doing, the thinking, the concrete things to take action on. This is about identity work. It's about identifying who you want to be. Who are you becoming? And one lovely exercise to when you're feeling a bit low is to get your journal. If you still haven't bought a journal, you should do it by now. Get a journal and take yourself on a solo coffee date or for a walk in nature, but like go outside of your usual routine and space, somewhere where you can free your mind a little bit and start writing about this future you that you are becoming in that next chapter. Even when you don't know how that next chapter is going to look, because you still need to make that decision perhaps, you can still get a grasp of who you want to become in the future. And what is really, really important here is that you are not making this realistic. You are not already telling yourself, well, this is impossible, or this isn't attainable, or this isn't realistic, because then you're already censoring yourself, your dreams, your desires, your ambitions, before life is going to do that, because life will do that, the world will do that, others will do that. And so don't limit yourself already in the dreaming phase. And you want to write it all down. How does she look, or he? I'm just going to use she for now because most of you are women. How does she talk? How does she dress? What does she say? What does she believe? What does she think? Who does she surround herself with? What is her daily routine? Like, how do her days look? How does she wake up in the morning? With what kind of energy? How does she move through her day? How does she walk? What is her evening routine? What are her goals then? Who does she aspire to be? I can go on. How does she eat? What does she like? How does she exercise? You like, I want you to get real specific on who you are becoming, and I want you to write it all down in the present tense. That is super important. And this is such a nice exercise if you can really let yourself dream and tap into her energy, because you can already access her energy in the here and now. It is such a nice exercise because it will boost your state of being. At least that's what it's always done for me, and also for many, many of my clients. I remember in Rio 2 years ago, towards the end of my stay, I wasn't feeling great there. I had some health issues that were really flaring up, really impacting my energy. I felt a bit low. I didn't have the energy, physical energy, to socialize all the time. Therefore, I got a bit lonely, which wasn't helping my energy also. And whenever I woke up with like, it feels a bit heavy today, I just took myself out on a solo date in Ipanema. I had a few places where I always went because I had a really good oat milk flat white. And I just brought my journal. I put my phone on flight mode and I just started writing. Sometimes about who I was becoming, sometimes about like a day in the future, like a random day that I would just randomly choose. Always in the present tense, always dreaming big. And every time afterwards, I felt lighter. I felt more elevated. I felt more free. I felt more space. And it really did something to my energy. And so why am I giving you this example or this exercise to do? When you don't have the physical or mental energy to go for the big things or to figure out the concrete stuff, and you really need to sit on your hands for a moment, doing this exercise is going to shift something internally. And doing this more often, or remembering that energy, is going to help you make a change, and it's going to help you stay connected to that momentum that you felt before, that you want to feel, without using all your energy for the big stuff that's costing you too much right now. But of course, we don't want it to just be written words and like this internal energy shift, right? You also want it, I would advise this, but you have to feel your own limits. But I would suggest you then translate that into something concrete and something in the here and now. And again, this is not about the big stuff. But if you have written down that your future self is very calm and very present because she feels very loved or fulfilled in her job or at home in her house, you then have a small to do or actually to be list that you can start practicing. If she is feeling calm and present, you can start doing that too. This doesn't require the love, the job, the house. This is about an internal shift. So whatever you wrote down about your future self, about who you're becoming, start doing that already. Start putting that into practice. And this doesn't require more physical energy, mental energy, time, or effort. This is just an internal, subtle shift. It's subtle, but with big compound effects over time. If you start showing up as your future self or embody elements of her in the here and now, little by little, step by step, you'll see a result in your life as well. And personally, I always love this because when I feel low and so limited, and I definitely had this after my parents died, you know, I was really, there was a lot of grief and it was very hard. But after a little while, after the first initial shock and grief, and I felt a little bit more space, I still didn't have the physical energy to do a lot because I couldn't sleep at night. But what I could do was just like change this inner shift, this inner energy to shift it and to have that subtle change, which changed how I then showed up in my life. I put on nicer clothes again. I smiled more often. Instead of scrolling, I went for a walk, you know. So those little things over time, they had a lot of effect. That's what I wish for you as well when you are in a low in a way. And another thing that I do like to ask myself, because, you know, this is different for everyone, but it's easy sometimes to stay in this like, well, it's not the right place or time for me right now to take a lot of action. So let me just wait. And for when you are experiencing a low, I think it's a good thing. But if you find yourself saying that a lot, regardless of how you feel actually, and you're always waiting for a better moment, this might be your cue to get into action anyway. So what you can then ask yourself is, what can I do now with what I have available? So if it's limited time, limited energy, what can I still do? For example, today as I'm recording, I'm flying long haul tomorrow. I have a packed day today. My whole week has been so packed. I have so little time. And I want to be outside to enjoy the weather. I cannot. I want to be more active. But what I can do today is sit out, take my lunch outside and enjoy the sun for 20 minutes. And I can make a quick visit to the gym. I cannot have a super active day as I would like before a flight, but I can make it to the gym for 40 minutes. So I always ask myself, okay, what can I do? Honoring the limits that I have, what can I still do beyond that internal shift that I was talking about? So something a little bit more concrete. Because sometimes we are so stuck in our like rigid or habitual way of thinking and being that we don't see what is also possible to us. So maybe you are so stressed and consumed by work that you don't have time to hang out with friends. But what you could do is see, okay, this week I could make time for one, like a walk after work and one phone call to my sister or a friend, for example. So what can you do while you are being limited by those things that were happening to you? I like this approach for me and for many of my clients as well, because it combines compassion with a little nudge and still moving forward. So you are honoring your limitations and where you are. There's that compassion. You're allowing yourself the pause. And at the same time, you're staying connected to that momentum and still that forward energy, though not in big shifts, big changes, but just in small inner changes and one thing you can actually do. And then you take it from there. If this resonated, I would love to hear if you're going to apply this. I would really, really love to hear and see if it's working for you. You can contact me on Instagram via DMs. You can find me at Amanda Maxime, and also via email info@amandamaximecoaching.com. I would love to hear from you. Have a good day wherever you are, and talk to you soon again.